Anyone else?
I was just seeing a face that I thought it was me actually when I was younger, but then it was someone else.
Someone who looks like you, Paul.
Possibly, yeah. Don't look in the mirror. Don't ever look in the mirror. Oh right. Is that, you don't like looking in the mirror yourself, or?
That's how to steal your soul.
Oh, well, I know some people believe that, but I think that's,
But it's true, you know, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen.
Well, yeah, I think you possibly, if you believe that, and you make yourself vulnerable to that kind of thinking, but I think if you protect yourself, that doesn't have to happen, but... Anyway, what brings you here tonight?
I just wanted to try it out.
Hmm. Oh, good for you. Yeah. Is it your first time coming through?
Yes, and it's quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, it'll probably get easier. First time, a lot of people say that. Just keep talking, and you're doing very well. And yeah, it's always lovely to have people coming from spirit world. Yeah. Can you say tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm not here to talk about myself. Just want you to make sure you don't look at these mirrors.
Oh, well, the trouble is, if we don't look in the mirror at all, you know, it could be a terrible shock to other people.
Yeah.
We have to tame our hair, or I get very scruffy if I don't occasionally.
What's wrong about being natural?
Well, I must admit, I don't mind being natural. It's other people that keep telling me I need to shave or trim something and or wash some of the dirt off or something. But
tell me about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I know we've got a bit silly like that, really. There's no harm in a little bit of more of a natural look.
People think I'm nuts because I bathe in the river every day instead of having a shower. But
well, that's much better for you, isn't it?
It is. It's better for my skin. I used to get eczema, but yeah, the river water's very nice for my skin. It doesn't got rid of that. Yeah, ages ago.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
But there are people that sort of make sort of friends with the mirror. Like there's a lady that says it's a good way to look at yourself and tell yourself how lovely you are and build up your sort of confidence.
Rubbish.
Hmm? Well, yeah.
Actually, I try and do that. If I'm not feeling very happy, I look at myself in the mirror, not because I'm a narcissist, but just to kind of like make myself smile, make my face happy, because it makes you feel happy just smiling, even if you're not feeling happy. It makes your brain release chemicals, so it kind of seeing yourself looking happy, it kind of makes you feel more happy.
I find you feel happier if you go for a walk in the woods.
True. That's another good.
That's
way.
Where you can get happy.
True.
That's
very
where
true.
You can find.
Mm-hmm.
This way of feeling more yourself.
That's true.
So you didn't have much time for mirrors then when you were on the earth?
Well, we didn't have any.
I didn't have any, yeah.
Didn't exist.
I suppose you could see your reflection in the water, maybe.
Yeah, you could.
Just about. It's not very easy, though, is it, to see yourself in the water?
Yeah, it's nice with the moon.
Right.
When there's full moon underwater. Then you can see very well.
Right.
But I go around and see these people looking at themselves in the mirror. That's rubbish. Taking too much time in there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think it needs to be purposeful, really. More than sort of just kind of loving yourself, looking great. Yeah, that's you can. Some people get a bit obsessed with their looks.
Yes.
Is what we're saying, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah.
Spend more time looking in the mirror than living.
Than living, exactly.
Yeah.
Than living.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, we've got a bit overly concerned with our appearances, such that, yeah, some people, they're hardly recognisable to what, you know, their natural look is. They change
yeah.
everything.
And some people want to change, I don't know, the size of their nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not just their nose, other body parts as well.
That's rubbish.
I know.
There was a singer called Michael Jackson, and he changed just about everything on his face, I think. But I don't think he ever got happy. He was never found happiness.
He forgot to go in the woods.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But it's difficult to explain to people or whatever they whether it's vanity or
cleanliness. Some people are obsessed with cleanliness, aren't they? And they think the woods are dirty, or you know, it's like you've got to interact with your environment to feel part of your environment, haven't you?
That's where life is,
yeah.
Mm.
And that's where you belong with life.
That's right. Mm. And you do get dirty when you're mixing with life.
Yes.
Mm. Mm.
But in a good way. You need to expose yourself to dirt and germs. It makes you stronger, doesn't it?
That's right.
Mm.
That's right.
Mm.
That's right. Now you got the point. I can go.
Okay. Well, well,
thank you for coming, because I have this conversation with a lot of people, but I'm usually alone and I'm usually shunted into a corner.
Mm.
So it's been great to be with you.
Mm.
It's great to be shoulder to shoulder with you.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll think about that and try and make things a bit more natural.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you for coming. Yeah. Did you want to give a name in case you pop back again one day? Or
Albert.
Albert. Okay, Albert.
Well,
thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming, Albert.
Mm.